Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Friend, Let's Talk About It. I'm your girl, Shauna Marie, and today we have a special guest with us. This is my friend, Gaia. Say hey, Gaia.
Hi, everyone.
I had to have you because what we're talking about today, we're in a similar game.
Come on now.
We're in a similar game.
We do.
So we got to talk about it. So what we're going to talk about today is abstinence.
I know, and stay here, y'all. We got some jewels for y'all. I know. Don't swipe off. Stay here, y'all.
They like, oh, no. Yo, swipe on panties. This ain't got nothing to do with my life. Swipe on panties. No, but, like, listen, y'all, because it ain't easy. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of, like, where we're going to dive into. And I don't know if you want to start or you want me to start because we're both on this journey together. So, like, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You want me to go first?
Okay, I don't mind. So, I've actually been abstaining since March 8th of this year. So yesterday, okay. Yesterday actually made 2 months since my last time.
Fornicating.
Let's go back a little bit. So let's talk about how you got here. So I want to know, what made you want to abstain? Like, where did this come from?
How raw we get.
Girl, the rawest. As much as you want to share, that's up to you.
And I ain't never been ashamed, y'all.
Me either.
This is my truth. So I had reached a point in life where I just got to, my heart was hardened to the sin of sex. And like, I was threesomes, like just having, I actually had a sex bucket list.
I did too. And I'm not going to hold you. When I decided to abstain, I thought about it. I'm just like, dang, I'm not going to be able to finish my bucket list.
And hear me.
The bucket list was 4 before I met my husband.
Crazy, y'all. I didn't even know that. Okay. I ain't gonna scream no more, y'all. I just be screaming. Listen.
Girl, you gotta scream. You gotta scream. Do what you gotta do.
Yes, but that bucket list was to be fulfilled before I met my husband. Because I was like, when I get married, I don't want to go having three sons. I don't want to go and do these things. And you know what I'm saying? Like all that stuff. And I have just found myself, and you know what did it for me? One day, I was on the way to the stable, y'all. And if you know what the stable is, where that horse was at, okay?
Oh, because I'm just like, what's the stable? I'm like, did you go to Salina, Texas?
And where that horse was housed, okay? Mm-hmm. AKA that man house. So, on my way to the stable.
Listen, we dove right in, okay?
On my way to the stable, I was on the phone with my homegirl, and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to have to pray about this. I'm going to have to repent because the way I'm going to go get turned every which way. And in that moment, like, I hadn't been praying for God to soften my heart, but I knew it was wrong, but pleasure and flesh won over spirit any day back then.
Yeah.
And I had said something that really, like, hit me in my core. And I'm fibbing. I want to say I said, like, 2 prayers, maybe, for God to soften my heart. This is right when I really had an interest in, like, just being closer to God and doing a spiritual walk. But I know sex was a big thing for me when it came to, like, just doing it. It came to me just wanting to feel connection. And I realized sex to me wasn't coming from a place of just pure fleshly desire to orgasm. It was coming from a place of me needing connection, an internal feeling of desiring connection. So on the way to that man's house, I end up telling my homegirl, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to repent about this because I'm finna go get nailed to the cross.
You already had a plot.
It was deep. The plot thickens, okay? Every which way that I turned, the plot was thickening.
Oh my God.
I felt a sense of, like, guilt in that moment. Maybe I didn't know at that moment it was conviction. Yes, I did not know it was conviction then, but I was like, I felt it. But because that was deep, the surface level, I was like, tire was scrubbing the pavement, okay? Rubbing pavement.
To get to here?
Baby. When car that saw, I didn't care if it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was on fire.
God.
Okay?
Oh, I had somebody like that too, so I get it.
Yes, and like, I just, that moment, and I went there and I did get turned every which way, but that moment, me hearing myself say that, it was like, how dare you know the sacrifices that Jesus made for you and the things that God have placed in your life and how many times he saved you, how many times you've had divine intervention for you to play in his face like that. Not only know that you're going to sin, but to also say, I'm going to have to repent about this afterwards, knowingly.
You have the awareness.
Yes. And that's it. I have the awareness. And to add salt to the snail, y'all, I said to be nailed to the cross.
Oh,
I was in the trenches. I was in the trenches, needless to say.
Oh, God.
In the trenches. But that is really what kind of jump-started it for me. And then training YA. This is where I met my lovely friend Shauna at YA.
Young Adults Bible Study at One Community. Another One Community plug if you're in DFW area. I feel like almost every episode I do with somebody from One Community, we always have to throw a shameless plug in there.
Come on now. We plugged in.
Yes.
That, going there and meeting Nikki was definitely the jump start I need. That was like jumper cables. And after talking to her a bit, it just kind of, I knew I felt a deep sense of guilt. I knew I just shouldn't have been doing it. And I knew you know that, y'all ever heard that thing that was like, stop messing with that baby before God make that man your baby daddy?
Yeah.
That kept ringing in my head. Because it was, every time I went, y'all, it got more reckless and more reckless and more reckless. It only takes one reckless time.
It does.
And God kept sparing me. And it got to a point where I was just like, God, I don't want to do this no more. Like, I don't want to be in this space. I felt empty when I left. Like, I was running after this connection that I only felt for like 5 minutes during the act. And like,
yeah.
Afterwards, it was like, okay, I feel empty again. Like, what now? And then I would do it again. And then I would do it again. And I was chasing this
feeling. It was like a high.
Yes. It was a dopamine rush. I was chasing this feeling. And like, it was leading me. It's like every time I went up, I would crash. And then I would do like a higher dopamine and I would crash again. Then it, like, the crashes kept getting harder and harder. And eventually, I just started feeling convicted. The more I kept praying for God to soften my heart to sin, soften my heart to the sin of sex and things like that, I slowly but surely started feeling more convicted and more convicted. And eventually, like, I didn't even want to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, I'm gonna just give myself a week. Cause it was like frequently, multiple times a week, y'all. That man was 45 minutes away and I was driving it faithfully. Okay. 45.
Listen. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're not there no more.
I'm not.
You put the horse up in the stable. You left it there.
I sold the stable.
You stuck
the horse to. Come on now. Because had I put the horse up, I would have had to go care about the horse because it's still in my possession. I relinquished my rights to that horse. I sold that horse. You know what I'm saying? I do miss that horse. But I don't miss that horse more than I want a relationship with God. So it is what it is. That horse is gone.
I don't have no more horses. Oh my goodness. That's good. Okay, we going to keep going from that. But I'll go ahead and share how I got here. Guy, you are so funny. You are so funny. Okay, so mine is a little opposite, as I would say I'm the problem. It's me.
It's me.
So I was essayed as a child. And I didn't think that affected me really. Like after I know now it did. Like I had anger issues, and for a point of time I was really detached from sex. Like I will be detached from it. Like I didn't need to have a relationship with somebody. I didn't need to be like, if we just gonna say that, like, what you mean?
Yeah,
what are we doing this
tongue wrestling for? We finna do this.
Like, okay. Like, why do you wanna get on? And I would get so turned off if me and like started to catch feelings. And I'm like, oh, we was just doing this and that we was finna head out. I was the problem. But anyway, but it wasn't as bad as it sounds because I was in relationships. Like, I was with my high school sweetheart for 7 years. I did end up stepping out of that relationship being unfaithful. And I feel like that opened, like, a can of worms. And that made me see why God wants us to wait until marriage to have sex, although I did not wait until marriage. But my first love, he was my first.
Yeah.
So, like, he was my first for the first 5 years of our relationship. And I didn't miss nothing. Like, I felt like he was the greatest thing I ever had. And then I just started to feel like a sense of unhappiness and met somebody else who was kind of like, you know, the stable and the horse you talking about and got tempted. You know, he showed me a whole new world.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm missing out.
You gotta go.
Like, oh my gosh. So I did end up leaving my high school sweetheart at the time and ended up in a situationship with that guy. End up missing my high school sweetheart because I'm just like, nah, this man don't care about me or love me like the way he did. So we end up getting back together, end up breaking up, got with my husband, my ex-husband. Now, let me not call him my husband. My ex-husband.
And if you're watching this, she meant ex.
Ex-husband. And after me and him broke up, I think, actually, when I met him, he was so free. At least I felt like he was at first. He was so free that we had fun. Like, we had threesomes, like,
he let, and I used to be bi. That's a whole different conversation for another episode. But I used to be bi. So, like, we had threesomes. He let me have a girlfriend. Like, I just felt so free sexually. I'm like, oh, I could do whatever I want to do.
Girl said, I'm liberated.
I know. I felt so free. But, like, yeah. I wasn't really free.
Yeah.
But after leaving him, and, like, that was, I was dating another girl at the time. But I left him, and I was out in the streets, okay? I'm just like, I'm finna have fun. But, like, and she, the girl I was dating, was like that as well. She just like, do what you want to do. Yeah. Have fun. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, these people really love me. They just let me do whatever. So I'm just like meeting guys. And I remember one point I was just like, you know, I just want to do it. And like I told you earlier, like, Fadu was just like, one guy I remember, he was like, hey, I just want to talk to you about something. Like, I was just wondering if it could just be me and you. You know, I don't really want you out the, you know, having sex with nobody else.
Exclusive.
He was. And I was like, no.
Oh, ruthless.
I was like, nah, I'm grown. And you're not my man.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good.
Fuck it.
And yeah, that caused a whole argument. He took our messages to his guys' group chat. That's a whole different story. But
baby, the way I would have dog watched it too, because who? Not rejection. I should have rejected me.
I was good, you know. I got what I needed. So, like, but anyways, the point is, I was so detached from sex. So, it was just like, I could just do it. And there was a time where me and my ex-husband, when we separated before our divorce, even I know I hurt him because I brought him back into it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, they need that money. And I was just like, nah, this ain't it. So, when I met the last guy I dated, that was the first time where I was really extra loyal, extra faithful, and I had no desire for nobody else because I really loved him. I did. But I also felt like I was feeling that was about to be.
You are everything.
That don't work. But I did. I did really love him. And like, that was the first time where I was just like, nah, I ain't playing around. Yeah. Like, I just want to be with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to settle down. Like, you know, I'm happy here. I don't need nobody else.
Yes.
All this other stuff. I wasn't interested in threesomes. Nothing. Like, I just wanted him. And it was really hurtful because people say things like, damn, why you get with me and want to change? And
long story short, it's not a safe space.
The man didn't want me. But that relationship was really hard for me. And when that ended, I felt like that sense of emptiness. Mm-hmm. And I started to like realize like all these years of me going through and just having this meaningless sex. I'm just like, Shana, what you doing? What you doing? And like one thing my therapist will always tell me is like, you are very aware, like you know. And I had to sit in that because I'm just like, I know where this stems from. I know I'm just like, doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but why? Why? Yeah. Is it really that necessary? So when I decided to fully surrender to God, that was one of the things that was on my spirit when me and my last guy broke up. It was like, you gotta stop.
Yeah.
It was like, you gotta stop. And I always say, I'm not the type of person that gets addicted to anything. So I'll stop cold turkey. And when I say I stop self-pleasure, everything. Like my toys, I hid them. They're in storage. I'm not finna drive storage. Who finna drive storage to go get that? So, like, everything, I just was like, it was not easy.
Yeah.
It was not easy. I had to be so intentional. I had to be so intentional with that, but I didn't want to. And there would be nights where, like, I would just get. And I think about that scripture when Paul said it's better to get married than to burn with desire. And I'm just like, Lord, well, what he at? Where my husband at?
Right.
If you don't want me to burn with desire, this gonna get deep, y'all. I'm just thinking about
I'm not with it.
I remember, like, I used to study demonology. And there's the succubus and there's the incubus.
I have heard of the succubus, the incubus. I used to think I was a succubus.
The succubus is for me and the incubus.
Incubus. I used to think I was an incubus. Because, like,
they could have been attached to. I don't think you are, but well, they could have been attached
yes,
to.
Yes. Well, I used to think that that was what was on me. Because I was drawn. Like, it got to the point sometimes where I would, like, not dream in, but. Drain me. Like, it got to the point where, like...
Girl, I could have that spirit, too.
Yeah, like, they would, like, it's like they... One, they needed it, and then it's like a thing of... I felt replenished afterwards, but it was replenished in the wrong ways. I felt power versus contentment and connection.
Yes, I get that. Yeah, and I would use it as a manipulation tactic sometimes, like, to get what I want.
And it did give me what I want.
I mean, it did.
That's the wrong way, though. God can provide what you need. Not what you want, but what you need, okay?
It did. I must say, yeah, I used to use sex to manipulate men and women. Like, whoever was...
Same, and so. Back with the... Regarding the women, so... Before I moved to Texas, I have never had a desire to, like, be with a woman or experience a woman. But, like, it's like when I move,
I just, everything, Pandora's box open. I'm like, y'all, I'm in this big old, y'all, I'm from Georgia, okay? I'm in this big old state. No one knows me. Mm. No one even knows my name.
Yeah.
I can live whatever life I choose to live, and nobody will be able to go to social media about me because you don't know me. And yeah. Even if you were to go to social media about me, the people you're going to don't know me. So regardless, I'm an unknown being, and I can create whatever life I want here. And gotcha. So I feel like in a way, like, then I started exploring with women, mm-hmm. and y'all, another thing that did it for me, and we finna jump here. I went to my first sex club.
Oh, okay.
I will say the name, but I'm not gonna say the name.
No, we're not gonna say no names.
But something real time hopped on my friend. It was me and my friend. Friend, when you see this, I ain't gonna say your name either. But
no name.
You know. No, but like something real life hopped on my friend. We didn't go there with the intentions of doing it. It was a guy. Okay, so it was this app that I was on, and this app allowed you to meet couples, meet people that were in a lifestyle. And I was like, oh, well, this is perfect. Like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I was a unicorn up until February of this year. Like, mind y'all, it stopped in March, February of this year. And like, I went to this club, and like, it was like everything was everywhere. And like, you could just feel, and me being an energy person and extremely self-aware, I could feel the I don't want to say demonic, but I could feel those things there. Like, I could feel.
It probably was demonic.
I'm pretty sure. I just didn't want to, you know.
No, but, call it what it is. It probably is more than likely.
I felt that more than I could feel anything else. It was nothing that I needed to be in. Everything was dark, and it was spaces where it was just red. It was just demonic. And my friend, me and her was locking hands like this. She was behind me. And how you had to go through was like a single file because people were everywhere. Like, when I say y'all, I never seen so much unseasoned sex in my life.
Unseasoned. What does that mean?
If you know, you know.
I have an idea, but we ain't gotta go there.
We don't. We're not going there. But it was the most unseasoned sex I've ever seen in my life, y'all. And like, so we were locking hands, and it was like, I know I'm protected for sure. Like, I know I'm protected. I know spiritually I'm protected. And like, everywhere I go, anything I put myself in, God protects me. Mm-hmm. But that space, it was like when I locked hands, we unlocked hands for like 2 seconds. I turned around like real quick to be like, hey, friend, you behind me? Like, you know, lock my hand again so I can make sure nobody take you. Because we was fresh meat in a lion's den. I swear to goodness. Everybody knew we weren't supposed to be there. So everybody was gravitating towards us.
Ooh, that's a demonic thing. I'm like, they were consistent.
Yes. And you can feel like the people hovering, like people trying to get us to go with them, like they grabbing at us or whatever. And the dude that we were with, because he was introduced, I met him on an app, mind you, follow. He was there with another female, and because I was introducing myself to the unicorn lifestyle, he wanted me to interact with them. But my homegirl was with me. I was like, you gonna be my get out of jail free card. I'm not doing nothing with these folks. I just want to go see what it's like. Yeah. You know, see if that's something I want to be in. And we end up unlocking hands for like maybe 2 seconds, 5 seconds tops, 5 counting seconds tops. And I turned around, I didn't feel her hand anymore. I'm like feeling around, and I turned around and looked for her. And she took her finger, y'all. She took her finger. Mind you, this is a sex club. These folks don't desanitize nothing. They don't sanitize nothing. She did this to my lip very seductively, like just rent down my lip. And she was just looking at me in this way. And I was like, why would you do that? And she was like, oh my gosh, friend. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. She didn't know that she had done it. It's like something jumped on her back. Like spiritually something took her for a little bit. Possessed her. She became seductive. Like, she rubbed down my lip very seductively. Yeah. And like, when I was just like, my reaction, you know me, I was like, why would you do that? Like, out of all things, why would you do that in here? And she was like, oh my gosh, friend, I'm sorry. She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even know. And in that moment, I was like, oh, demons are real.
They are. Anywhere that there's a presence of heavy sin, the demons are
there. Baby, it was a playground, okay?
Yeah.
Left there. When I tell y'all, when we left that club, we prayed so hard, we got in the car, and I swear to goodness, something was on our backs for like the first 30 minutes of us, like even with prayer, it was just it was thick. Yeah. And we ended up almost getting in the car wreck afterwards. Like a series of bad things happened for like the next 45 minutes to an hour, driving home, like turning down the wrong one way, just almost getting in an accident. This man was just looking at us weird from across the park. It was like the devil was like, hey, we got a new friend. Everybody welcome them. And I was like, I don't know what y'all got going on in here, but I'm finna go.
We end up leaving. It was like, we ain't finna make it easy.
Yes, no. We end up leaving, and I don't think that was enough for me. I know that that wasn't for me, like the sex clubs. Yeah. But I was like, maybe I could still be a unicorn and like go, you know, and interact with people one-on-one. That wasn't for me either.
Girl, I tried. There's somebody, a couple tried to recruit me in that lifestyle. I said, nah.
I was recruitable.
I was not.
That was my last straw with being a unicorn. It was a situation where the girl was in Houston. She lived in Houston. And he stayed in probably like 30 minutes from me. And she wanted me, unbeknownst to me now, she wanted me to keep him occupied while she was gone. Like me be a sit-in for her, basically, while she was gone. And it got to the point where in some unicorn situations, like they was paying for stuff. They like wanted to buy stuff.
They
did. Yes. And if I must, for lack of better terms, they be tricking, okay?
They do.
However, comma.
They tricking if you got it. And they probably had it.
Clock it. But like that couple, like he was coming and I had just taught myself how to not have emotional sex. Like sex to me was emotional because I was seeking connection.
Yeah.
So I would go all in with my emotions, like trying to like love on them and stuff, like build them, whatever. And I must say he was not the first person, but for sure. But when I recognized it, the first person that I was having sex with no emotion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that wasn't good enough for him. So he was in a way, one day he came over and he was like, why don't you open up to me? Like, why don't you talk to me? Like, let me in, whatever, whatever. And I was like, this is strange. I said, this stranger, but at that point he wasn't a stranger, but I was like, he's wanting to be let in, but you don't really want to be let in. You want me to open up and be vulnerable to you so you can have this access to me.
Mm-hmm.
But not, you don't want to have good access. You just want to have unlimited access where you can just do what you want, come up when you want, have a sense of entitlement or possession over me,
mm-hmm.
Possessiveness over me. And like, after a while, I was just like, I'm not built for this. I'm not a possessive person myself.
Yeah.
But like, I started to feel like an object or an item. And mm-hmm. I was like, anytime it was time for that to happen or somebody, it was time to have sex or something, like I started to feel this sense of like heaviness. Like, I don't even like you like that. Like, why am I even letting you in? Like, yeah. My body is sacred. You know what I'm saying? And like, this same guy, y'all, that wanted to be so deep off in my emotions and he wanted to be so deep in my spirit. I was like, oh, I'm finna go get my nails done. You know, you want to pay for it? Oh, baby. No response. It eventually trickled on to this thing of like the girlfriend, and she wasn't even a girlfriend. They had met on the same app. She was occupying. They agreed to do this thing, but they weren't together.
Like some form of poly, maybe.
I feel like that's what they tried to make it without saying that. And like, okay. I'm not a person you can do that with. Be upfront and clear with me, because I'm gonna be upfront and clear with you. You know. And I was just like, after a while, like I didn't get into it with her or him, but I had basically told her like, you know, be mindful of what's happening when you're not around, because that's when I thought they were still together, when they were together.
Yeah.
But between that, between Mr. Man and me and I was the opposite of Shawna, y'all. I was emotional when I had sex, because I was seeking an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that led me in dark places, because I'm like, why aren't I worthy of love? Why don't these people love me? Not realizing that I was leading on a false pretense. I wasn't tricking nobody but myself.
Yeah.
Leading on a false pretense of, oh, it's just going to be sex. But then I know my vibe is so, y'all, the vibe is immaculate. I was like, I know if the vibe right, the water park splash. I was like, if everything is together, they ain't got no choice but to like your girl, but to fall in love. And learn hard with it. That ain't how that works.
I used to have that mentality too. I was just telling my mom about that. And in a way, I know you were seeking emotional connection. In a way, I was seeking to take my control back, because my innocence was taken from me as a child. So that's why I was detached from sex. But I had a sense of entitlement too, because I'm just like, I know I'm pretty.
Come on.
I know my vibe is on point. My personality is top tier. I'm like, I grew up with boys. I get men and they love that. I'm just like, you said, the water park be splashing. And like, it got to a point where like, I would be so cocky. Like, even if a man would tell me, nah, I ain't ready for no relationship, I ain't looking for that, I'm just like, he just ain't met me.
Come on now.
He just ain't met me.
That's toxic. That's how I felt. I felt like that. And I was like, babe, you just ain't experienced Gaia. You ain't came to Gaia world yet. Once you get here, babe, you gonna wanna stay. The Wi-Fi booming, the bed's soft, the water's cold.
Exactly. It did stay a little bit, but then I got home.
It did stay a little bit.
Because they meant that when they said they ain't want a relationship.
And then what always used to get me is, my feelings can really be hurt, because they told me they didn't want a relationship from the get-go.
But we was the ones that chose to be delusional. And that, thought we was all that in a bag of chips.
And that is what, that was my problem. And I could truly say I was the problem too. Because at a point in time, I would just want it all the time. And I was like, I know if I keep wanting it, then they would depend on me for that. They would be drained enough that they would, so they wouldn't be able to go and sleep with nobody else. But baby, newsflash, these men refill faster. Never mind. They be just getting active, okay? And like, they be getting active, okay? They do. Thinking, oh, I'm going to drain my man before he leave the house. Baby, that is not how that works. He will still have more. You will prepare him and make him last longer for the next person that decide to come along.
Okay.
But I did get to a point, though, where sex had become so heavy for me. My heart was heavy. My spirit was heavy. I felt nasty. I felt a sense of like, my self-worth was the more I thought I was feeding into my self-worth and building like this confidence within myself, it was tearing it up. Because I'm like, if you can sex on me, if you can sex on my body, if you can do these things, why don't you care about me? You know what I'm saying? What is it about me that you don't care about? And instead of me saying, no, you're the problem, I was like, oh, what is it about me? You know?
Why don't I care about myself?
Yes. And like, and why don't you care about me? Why don't you, if you can have sex with me, you don't care about my body. You don't care about, you know, me. Newsflash, they never cared. So I just definitely, it took me to really choose me for me to really decide that that's not what I wanted for myself. And y'all, I be struggling. You know how friend was like, the toys are in the storage. Mine ain't there yet.
We had this conversation because I even told her, I was just like, girl, we can go get them. We can pack them up. We can take them to my storage unit. She told me no.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
What do you did? I'm proud of you though. You had 2 months now.
Yes.
Yeah. When we first talked about it, you had just.
Left
that
man.
You were saying that you was thinking about it.
Y'all, I would leave church, bag in the car, ready to go. Rolls in front compartment, charger inside compartment. Okay, ready. After church, it was bad. It got bad. It was like I needed it. Like my body felt like I was giving flesh too much power over me too. Sometimes I would hear myself saying like, oh, well, I'm ovulated. I'm feral. I just, this, and I'm giving flesh so much power over me. And I was like, you can't control your flesh. You can't control, you know, you can't tell yourself no. You that weak that you can't tell flesh no. And then I had thought about my relationship with food. I had thought about my relationship with other things. Cause I'm like, in what other areas do you lack discipline? And
that's good.
Yes. And so it was a big self-reflective moment for me, but sex was my biggest obstacle. Cause when I tell you, I would lock on, I've always been a relationship girl, y'all, but I would lock on to these men in hopes of one of them would see my worth, not knowing that it wasn't them that needed to see my worth. It was me that needed to see my worth, you know? Definitely. And so now that I'm in this space, sex with people ain't the, now self-pleasure, sex with people ain't the problem no more, but self-pleasure, I do know. Cause one day I had to call Nikki and I was like, hey girl. One day I had to call Nikki and I was like, why is self-pleasure bad? And deep down I was like, but it's my body, you know, I'm not doing it with nobody else, like why is it bad? But it's pleasure in the flesh, that's the bad part about it. And I was like, oh. And so now I'm asking God to soften my heart to the sin of self-pleasure. I don't do it as much, not near as much as I used to, so it is working.
Yeah,
but as soon as them things going out of my, y'all got a backpack,
when you ready we can take it to my store.
The machine too.
Just like, girl, we could take it off.
Yeah.
I got enough room in there.
Yeah.
It's a big storage unit. Yeah. But no, I think that's where I was going earlier. Oh, that's what I was telling you about the succubus and incubus. Because, like I said, I stopped cold turkey. But like, because I stopped cold turkey, I didn't do nothing gradual. It was just like, done.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I felt like I started getting visited by those demons.
Ooh.
Where I was starting to have wet dreams in my sleep.
Ooh.
And I would wake up and I'm just like, no, y'all not even trying to have sex with me.
I'll rip you out.
I know. So I'm just like, I really had to pray on that so heavy because I started to have like I couldn't, I was like restless in my sleep. Like I was getting angry. Like, bro, why? Like, why? Yeah. Why? Where my man at? I'd be like, wait here, because I ain't got time for this. So it was just, it was really hard. So I'm just like, I respect everybody's journey. So I'm just like, girl, if you feel like you need to do gradual, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I was stressed out.
Yeah, and mine hit me in the daytime. Like, nighttime, I'm fine, you know, unless I'm on Twitter. X.
Yeah, that's porn in this stuff. I ain't gonna say the word, but
it is. That's exactly what I use it for, baby. I'll be tweeting. I'll be scrolling. I'll
be tweeting.
I know. I ain't never tweeted in my life, but I used to be on Twitter religiously, okay? Yeah. But I have gotten to the point now where I'm learning that it's necessary to protect my ear gate and my eye gate, okay? Because the stuff that my ex, y'all, This man, I was going super strong last week. This man sent me a video. It was like 7 o'clock. And the one thing about it, when you are on this journey.
7 o'clock in the morning?
A.M. I don't even think it was 7. I think it was like 6:59 a.m. The one thing about being on this journey is the devil will use people around you. He will use people around you, people that you talk to every day, people that you trust, whatever, whatever. Because he studies you just like God studies you. So he knows your weaknesses. My ex, that man, know my body more than anybody on earth. Okay? Not we were together earth. The longest. Yes, he knows. I'm talking about he can touch my arm and like my body quivers a little bit. Yes. No lie. But like this man sent me something, y'all.
He sent you something naughty.
Off Twitter. It led me straight to the dungeon. Okay? Mm-hmm. Straight there. I still adjusting to the sunlight, okay, from being asleep. And I click on it and I'm like, it was my fault because before I clicked on that, I should have prayed. You know, before I wake up and touch my phone, I have this thing of praying.
Yeah.
Before my feet hit the floor, I have this thing of praying. And I didn't do that morning. I woke up, looked at my phone, and I seen the text from Bedbug. I'm sorry that that's your name, but it is. You are pesky sometimes. But
his name on your phone is Bedbug.
With an ant next to it. But I looked at Ben a little bit, a lot back in the day. But I'm getting myself to this. Anyways, he sent me that and it led me to Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And not only was I on Twitter, I was scrolling. Something in my body, like, it's like lit up. Something sparked. And I was on 10 the rest of the day, y'all. Like, wasn't able to function. I had to take 3 shouts. Because the way I wanted to go to Mr. Man's house, okay, because my ex is in Georgia.
The stable.
I was going to find a person I sold that stable to and wrangle them on up, baby. Because it is left so. Gotta find it. Gotta get it. That was my horse before I sold it to you. I missed that horse. But it was like this thing of like,
yeah,
like, pause. Think. This not you that's feeling this. You know, I'm sorry. This not you that's feeling this. You have to take a step back. Remember your whys. Remember the reason that you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This was not sent to you by chance. The devil is trying to tempt you. He's trying to get you back knowing you're ovulated. No. And that's another thing, y'all. Why, Lord, why did you give us, okay, ovulation days if we not meant to use them?
We are meant to use them, but not right now.
When we married. I know, but golly.
Yeah.
I mean, fighting, y'all.
I feel like my body be, you know, going against me during those times. And I'm just trying to behave and you just want to, it's like you want to throw hands right now. That's what I feel like my ovulation be doing. Like you want to fight.
See a cloud and see ball. Okay. I was eating a banana the other day, y'all. I went hiking with my friend. We stopped at Walmart to get a banana. The side of the banana was thin. Okay. It looked like a perfect vein. I said, you see this? And he was like,
are you okay?
Exactly what he asked. He was like, are you all right? And I was like, quite frankly, no, I'm ovulated, but I will be okay.
Yeah.
And like, I noticed certain things, like my body is just craving anything that may look like something. I don't care if it could be a hairball on the floor. I was like, that's a nice shape. Like, it's just your body does these things. Yeah. And I like, it's harder for me during those times, but the more I deny my flesh, the easier it becomes to take control and have control. Yeah. But I must say it is not an easy thing.
But like you said, with time, because I'm coming up on my year.
So,
my year will be in July.
Come on now. I pray to the sweet heavens. And I'm going to speak it into existence that I will get there.
And I'm going to be transparent. I didn't have a sex slip up, but I did have a slip up. And like you reminded me of it when you said like the devil will tempt you. Because be careful what you say. Power of the tongue. The enemy is listening. And you know, the enemy cannot do anything that God will not allow. So me, I was feeling good about my abstinence, y'all. I was feeling real good. I'm just like, oh. It was after I had all the burning and everything. Burning desire.
She ain't got none.
I got none. Thank you, God. Amen. I was, my burning desire, it went away. And I'm just like, I'm at the point where I'm like, oh, I can do this. And mind you, this is probably like 6-7 months in.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, oh, I can do this. So, I got on the apps because I wanted to start back dating, and I was really transparent with people. Like, that was the first thing I told them. Like, I'm abstaining. I'm waiting to marriage. I got a son. So, like, if that ain't the life you want to live, don't even talk to me.
Move around.
And I'm just like, I love God. I'm like, I go to church. I'm like, you don't go. Like, I was very transparent about what I was looking
Intentional.
For.
Intentional.
Yeah, exactly. So, this one guy, and Lord knows, this was a test. This was a test to the T because when I saw him, mind you, I know that I have had discernment my whole life. When I was younger, I didn't know it was called discernment. I'm just like, something fell out.
Right.
But like my friends even would tell me, like, you always knew. And I'm like, I did, didn't I? So like, I'm learning as I get older. Like, girl, just listen to you.
Yes.
So as soon as I saw this man in my spirit, I'm just like, nah, he ain't it. And I like swiped on him, like, no, right? And then this was on a dating site. I don't want to advertise no dating sites because I just feel like
I mixed reviews. It's many of them.
Yes, it's many. So this was on a dating site, but this particular dating site, you don't have to pay to see who likes you. So I prefer to go through my life because I feel like if a man, I feel like a man got to come after you. So yeah. I don't like swiping first on men. I'm just like, I want to see who liked me already. Yeah. So, but at that time I had swiped on him. No. Uh-huh. And then I went to people who liked me and he was there. Ooh. And I was just like, oh dang. He like, I can't feel bad. I was just like, dang, I swiped on him and he liked me. So I was like, okay, let's reverse.
Terry.
And he was cute. He was cute. So I was just like, okay, let me see what he's talking about. So I swipe right. And, like, immediately he write me banter. That's one thing. I'm crazy. I love good banter. Like, if me and a person got that banter where we, like, jokey having fun, I'm like, oh, like, because it's like, we got that friendship.
You know, you're my soulmate.
Right? It's like an instant connection.
Yeah, you know that line they like to use? I knew you with my past lifetime.
I ain't heard that, but if I hear that, that's a red flag to me. You the one that told them.
I may be the problem.
You know, that's a different conversation, but we're going to talk about
Cue Erica Badu next lifetime.
No, for real. But anywho, long story short, I was really transparent about everything, and he just seemed cool. He just seemed cool about it, and there's this page on Facebook where it's just like, are we dating the same guy? And you know the page I'm talking about?
Pure Entertainment, okay?
It's crazy. And I was like, if I see somebody I'm dating on here,
post a couple anonymously. I didn't. I was going to be the last person they had talked to at that time, and I didn't want to be that one.
Girl. So, like, with this guy, we was just, like, chatting it up on the phone. Like, I'm just like, he's real cool. I'm like, something wrong.
As the young ones would say, chopping it up.
We was chopping it up, and I'm like, something wrong. So, I started searching.
Ooh.
I'm looking for something now, because I'm just like, now something wrong. So, I get on that page, and I search his name, and he came up. So, listen. This is how bad I am, y'all. So he came up, and me, I don't know if this is a little manipulative or what. It probably is. Call me out. I do this thing where if I find out some information about somebody, I don't tell them. I start to say and do things to get them to tell me. You know what I'm saying?
I be backdooring it, too.
That's what's called backdooring?
Yeah, because you don't come forward with the information. You, like, ease your way in the back.
Yeah, so that's what I do. So I found out, and I'm just like, oh, and I'm reading all the comments. I'm like, oh. So basically, people in the comments were saying, like, he rude. He only want people for sex. Like, all that stuff. So I'm like, I'm not. But I was confused because I'm like, I'm not experiencing this person. Because
that's how they get you.
I'm like, this person I'm experiencing is so cool.
It's level six.
So anyways, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to get him to tell me about this. So long story short, we on the phone. And I'm ha, ha, ha. And I'm just like, oh, no, you seem too cool. I was like, I'm going to look you up on this Facebook page I heard about. Like, I'm joking with him. And he like, I know what page you're talking about.
I bet you do.
I was like, what's the name of the page? He told me the name of the page. He was like, yeah, and I could tell you all the comments. And he was like, I could tell you all the, everything that they said about me. And I was just like, boy, what they say about you? When I tell you, he told me every single person, why they said what they said, the experience. Like, he went into detail, had nothing. And, like, at that point, I should have been like, dang, I need to stop talking to him. But me, I'm just like, dang, he real honest. He's so transparent.
Not us looking for the good stuff. Not us looking. Excuse the red. But you brung me your own red flag. We should just go ahead and
tell me.
Yeah.
He had to tell me. I'm like, wow. Because I value transparency and honesty. Yeah. So I'm just like, he cool. I'm just like,
joke's on you.
Gosh. Listen, I'm just like, wow. He was like, they was just mad and all this stuff. So I'm like, I could see that. They was mad. But, like,
everybody just ain't mad.
I know. So, we ended up going on a date. It wasn't a date. Like, yeah. We kind of, like, met up because he had a daughter. And, you know, I got my son.
Yeah.
We, like, met up and had, like, a play date with them. And we got to know each other. And he was even cuter in person, tall. You know, I'm a tall girly. So, when they tall, I'm just like, okay. Cool. And then, like, one day, we stopped talking. We got into it. Ooh. Because, like, I had already seen all the red flags. And I'm just like, all right, I feel like I'm being stupid now. So, like, it was just one day where the energy was just off. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't like the way he responded to me because I'm like, this ain't a man that's going to be with me if you responding like you got an attitude. I'm the one that's supposed to have an attitude. So, I started talking to him. I'm trying to go through the story real quick. Fast forward, he hit me back up and apologizes for everything, tells me he misses me. He was like, you're the only one that was really kind to me after finding out all that stuff about me. You didn't judge me. You saw me for me. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I know you missed me.
Listen, the arrogance. Pull that.
I know. I thought I was ready. Lord, God was just showing me during this test, like, this girl ain't ready. She ain't ready.
You gotta get to the part where you will you will you. Okay, you should have
heard. That been building up, man. We gotta get to the climax. So after that, I'm just like, cause we used to have this tug of war, cause he was so headstrong. He was like, I said what I said, that's that. And I'm just like, and I said what I said, that's that. And I'm not gonna be with no man that don't know how to compromise. So we would bump heads a lot. So after he had came back and apologized, he was just like, you know what? He was like, because he lived like an hour from me. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm finna drive out there. I'm gonna come see you. Like, he started saying and doing things he wasn't doing before. And I'm just like,
that's cheat code. If y'all men ever wanted to know, follow every, do what you say you gonna do. We'll milk.
Not no more, I won't.
I'll probably, you, I leave the chocolate in the car on a hot summer day in Texas. That'd be me.
Nope, not me.
Follow through with your promises.
No, still follow through with your promises, but I'm probably just not gonna melt like I used to. I got a little bit more sad than what I used to, but so he did. He drove all the way to see me, and I told him he could stay, but he had to sleep on the couch because I was like, we're not sleeping in the same bed. I told him that, and this is before I moved to this place. The couch wasn't even a wrap. So when he got to my house, this is a whole nother place. When he got to my house, he was, mind you, I had just moved, so it was still a little mess. The only thing that was put together was my room and my son's room. Mm-hmm. And where was my child? Oh, he was asleep. Mm-hmm. I was just like, Daddy, where was my child?
Oh, that's the piece out nice. The couch ain't unwrapped. It ain't prepared for his day. They sleep. Everything in life just piecing up together. It's like
a recipe of 1 + 1 = 3. He stayed in my house for 3 days. But this is what I'm going to say.
3 days and a half.
Something like that.
Hey, you got to be going by checkout.
It was probably like 3. It was somewhere 2.5 or 3. But the first night he had came and he was flustered about something with his mother. Mm-hmm. And like that begins me. Because I'm like, oh, I don't want you at my house upset. So I like grabbed his hand. I'm like, come on. And I'm like, let's go to the room. I'm like, let's watch a movie.
What that was his play?
Girl, he played me there. He played me. I'm like, let's go to the room. I'm just like, we could cuddle and watch a movie. Because he liked Disney movies. So I'm like, we could watch a movie. Oh, so he was like, let's watch Finding Nemo. That's not a Disney movie. It's Pixar. So basically, we're in my room, cuddle. He wanted a massage. I gave him a massage.
Went past the Conway set in the danger zone. Girl, you were in the danger zone.
So when I was tiptoeing the line of sin.
Guardrails. You had stepped over your guardrails.
I was giving him a massage, and he was like, I'll give you one. I was like, no, I'm okay. And like, y'all, he got comfortable. And I'm not ashamed myself. I did have on some pajamas. They were some short booty shorts and like this.
Y'all, she was making some gumbo. The recipe was a disaster, okay? Yeah. She made a concoction.
It was my house. I was trying to be comfortable, so
I do too. I be trying to be comfortable, baby. Give me a big shirt.
And then he got comfortable. He got so comfortable, he just took off everything. And I was just like...
Like drawers and all?
He came out the bathroom, and it was all gone. And I'm like...
Birthday soup? How he came on her? How he came in this earth? Wow. And how long had you been celibate or abstinent at this point?
Like 7 months. So I'm just like, he can't. I'm like, oh, you get comfortable.
That man knew
what he was doing. But we was like tussling in the bed and like play fighting.
While he was in his birthday.
Yeah, and like.
So his play fighting was slapping.
And I'm over here trying to pray, and I just know God not listening. He over here.
Can the choir say balls and all?
So, like, he was saying, like, he was like, I wish you would stop playing with me. He was like, you ain't even give me a kiss. And I was just like, a kiss?
See, it's not like he had a recipe down pat. A little bit of hard times, though, to pull on your heartstrings, a little bit of shock, and a little bit of comfort, and a little bit of playfulness, a little laughing. Recipe.
I said, a kiss.
A kiss. A kiss.
So I'm like, okay. So we started kissing, and he was a good kisser. I was like, oh. So like, I don't, kissing is dangerous because you get drunk.
Did he grab your neck too?
Girl, he probably grabbed everything. I don't even remember. But after that, I was like, okay, I gotta go to bed. Cause I was like, it's getting too much. And I'm just like, I don't want to cross the line. Too hot. So I told him, get off of me. And I was just like, we're going to bed. So we went to bed. Went to sleep. The next day, Nathan is so crazy because at YA, we had the Super Bowl. We had the Super Bowl party, and I was supposed. So we went to church. That's what. Yeah, this was in February. So we went to church, and we were supposed to. I was supposed to go to the Super Bowl party. And I told him, I was like, after church, I gotta come back for the party. And he was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go home, and all this stuff. And I was just like, why don't you just come to the party? He was like, nah. He had said something like, why don't you just stay here and I order us some food, and you know, he was like, me and Zay could chill. That's what, don't be bringing my son in.
No.
It. Like, no, I'm saying, like, don't bring my son in, like, you love him or something.
Yeah, no, I, that, that's what I'm saying. Like, no.
Why
no.
are you doing that? He was like, yeah, he was like, they love pizza. We can eat the pizza. We can do this.
I'm be trying to play on
and
my heart.
And I start thinking, and I'm just like, that do sound fun.
He pulled on every piece of string you probably had, baby. What's that little thing where people be doing the harp, the strings, the harp, baby? He was playing on you. He was playing you like a fine tune, it sound like.
He was. But yeah, that night was when it really got hard. It really got hard.
Like, wait,
it was
what so- exactly got hard that night? What got hard that night?
Him and the action. But I was just like, it felt like it was getting closer and closer. And I'm just like, and then, like, I just was like, yeah, I'm just like, I don't feel right. I'm just like, you know, I'm teetering on the line. So I'm just like, no. So I kind of, like, changed the subject. And I was like, I feel like journaling. So, and he had to go to work the next morning.
Have you ever heard about your Lord and Savior?
So I was like, I have like, I write music and poetry. So I was telling him, like, do you like poetry? And he's just like, yeah. I was like, oh, you want to read some of my poems? Like, I'm trying to change the subject because I'm like, it's too much. This is, I kind of got irritated. I think this is what like completely snapped me out of it. And I'm just like, this is just a test and I don't like this man. I actually don't like him because. After the, I think my room light was on and he was in the bathroom and we was talking about the poetry. And then when he came out, I'm writing because I'm transferring a song I wrote from, on my phone to my journal. And he came out and turned my room light off and got in bed.
Oh, you disrespectful that.
And I just, it just, I just snapped out of it. I'm just like, first of all, this ain't my man. This is my house. Like, it was just like, honestly, I'm just like, who he think he is?
The lights start coming on in your head. They went off in that room but came on in your head.
That's what I said. Did you just turn my light off? He said, yeah. And I was just, he said, I'm going to go to bed. I said,
at your house. Put your clothes on.
I said, it's time for you to go.
Check out.
Said, it's time for you to go. He was just like, I'm leaving in the morning. I said, go to sleep so you can wake up and leave faster.
Him saying he was leaving in the morning. No, at that point, I felt like he would have been testing my game. So I said, no, you're leaving now. Effective immediately.
I was being nice a little bit because I knew he was tired. He had to get up at like 3-4 in the morning or something like that.
You could have had to get up at 2. You can't even turn my light off while I'm journaling and telling me you ain't leaving here tonight.
No, for real. That's
you got to get.
But yeah, that was as close I came. And then after that, I was just like, I was like, you're right, Laura. I'm not ready to date. I'm not as strong as I thought I was.
Yeah.
And it was just like, so I was just like, if I do start dating again, there needs to be even a stronger boundary. I'm like, you can't even come up to my house. And if you do come over, it's when it's daylight.
Yeah.
And then before the sun go down, it's time for you to go home. I was like, I'm not playing like that no more. I ain't that strong. I thought I was. But yeah, so that was my close slip up. And that was really hard. That was hard. So, but yeah, okay. So, like, I'm just like, I know that was a lot. That was a lot. Cause
I'm over here thinking about every time I still be crossing the guardrails and like being like, one thing about being a master manipulator is you psychologically play with yourself sometimes. You joke around. Well, you play with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you can find a, and another way I used to have sex is being like, oh, I'm having sex with them. They're not having sex with me. Like,
how does that work?
Because, okay, I'm hunching you. You're not hunching me. So, like, you know how men, like, it's kind of like a ego play or, like, a reverse psychology thing. So, like, at a certain point, I was like, no, I'm hunching you. You're not hunching me. So, this my win. Your loss. I'm using you. You the toy here, not me. So, psychologically, okay. I would trick myself to make it seem like I'm still in the winning position or I'm not losing nothing. But in reality, I was losing everything.
Yeah.
Okay? But... yeah, I'm sitting here thinking of every time I done played with my guardrails, but I ain't folded yet, y'all.
Me either.
No launcher.
I ain't folded yet.
No launcher.
And I pray I don't, actually.
No Montgomery brawcher.
No folded yet. Because that ain't nothing to play with. And it's just like, because I do, sometimes I do be missing my old self. But then, like, just like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just like, what came with that, I don't think it was worth it. Because then I think about when I was having that meaningless sex and like the type of spirit that I know was attached to me, that was attached to them. And like just how, like, because I was literally, so like whether I wanted to or not, whether like I was, because I would detach myself, but it's like I can't detach myself from the spiritual.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I remember one person in particular, they were very negative. They're very negative. And then after having sex with them, I started to feel that type of energy. And I was just like, bro, this ain't even me. Mm-hmm. Like, or like if they were going through something heavy or depressed or anything, I would start feeling those emotions. And I'm just like, I don't like this.
No, this don't feel good.
This don't feel good. So it's just like, I think that's another reason why you have to be careful about who you're laying down with, because you do take on those emotions. Because I even tell people, like, I know marriage go way back, but like way, way, way back, it wasn't ceremonial like the way we have it now. Yeah. It wasn't exactly like that. In God's eyes, when you lay down with somebody, that was the covenant.
Yeah.
You are going into covenant with somebody. So who said it? I think it was Pastor Michael Todd who said, how many times are you going to tell God yes and then lie to him? Like, yes, I'm like, yes, I am committing my life to this person. Yes, I'm laying down. I am going into covenant with this person and then just be out of it.
Arsenal of covenants at this point, baby.
I know. All them soul ties, bro. So it's just like, it wasn't worth it and it's not worth it. And mm-hmm. it's still a hard thing to battle, but it's mm-hmm. like you said, with time, I feel a lot better. But I'm also not being tempted. But I'm also not going to put myself in that predicament.
Yes. And another thing too that helps me abstain and continue abstaining is, I wish I knew the Bible verse, but it basically references why a dog returns to its throw up.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That is what I think about when I do want to go back. Like, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily, I'm only going back because sex, not infidelity, I ain't even married to y'all. Mm. but sex is a pile of throw up. Right, mm-hmm. This is how I view it. Like, that's a pile of throw up.
Well, let's not say sex, because I feel like everything God created is beautiful.
Sex out of wedlock.
So, like, yes,
premarital sex,
sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality is a pile of throw up, right? And this is how my brain think about it, or this is how like I understood it, I processed, and it helps me. It's not, I don't want the throw up, so it's not the sex that I want to go back to. It's it's the good stuff that I smell in that. The dog returns to its throw up because it smells the food that it once ate, the good stuff that was in there. The reason why I ate it the first time, especially dogs eat their throw up often.
They do.
And it's because they smell the food that's in the throw up. They don't see throw up, nor do they, you know, smell throw up. They smell the food, the good reason as to why they ate it in the first place. So to me, I'm like, what was the reason that you want to go back to that throw up? You know you don't want the throw up. What was the reason? And it was the connection. And then I outsourced that connection and decided, okay, so now I'm away from the runt of it. Now I'm away from the throw up because I'm outsourcing what it is that, why? What is the why? What is the good food mm-hmm. that I smell in there? So then I realized the food may be connection. It may be security. It may be a sense of belonging. So I'm like, So every step I'm getting further and further away from the throw up. So then, now that I found my reasons for wanting to throw up, what was the food in there? I go to the next step. The next step would be, where can I get this from that's not sex? Mm-hmm. It would be God. It would be if I'm needing like a sense of connection or belonging, I'll go fellowship with a loved one or something like that.
Community.
Yes. And community has been a big part of me. And that's been a big portion of being able to abstain, having my people that I can call. One day, y'all, I was struggling so bad. I was crying on my couch, like boo-hooing, could not catch a grip because I was so horny. Like, I wanted it so bad. It's like my body needed it. I was so angry with myself because I was like, why can't you just tell yourself no and it be that? Mm-hmm. It was bigger than me. I wasn't just battling flesh. I was battling spirits.
Yes.
Lust. The spirit of the greed, the spirit of every piece of spirit, because all of that was tied into sexual immorality. I called my group leader, or our group leader. I was going to say, well, technically. But like, I reached out to Nikki and she was in Ross. And she prayed something serious on that phone, okay? Had I not had her to call, I probably would have folded because it was too much for me to bear by myself.
Yeah.
Reaching out to community because I didn't have to suffer alone anymore. Not that I'm bringing somebody to suffer with me, but let me help. I need a prayer warrior at this point, baby, because my back against the wall, okay? I'm in a corner here. I need help. And the prayer she prayed on that line, I can't tell you nothing she said. But I know by the time I hung that phone up, I didn't feel it no more. The feeling was almost non-existent. And to me, I was like, that let me know right there. It's not me. That's the thing. It's not flesh. That it's flesh is there, but flesh is like 2% of this. Everything else is the bigger part of it. A lot of stuff is spiritual. Mm-hmm. So the more I learned the workarounds to like satisfying what it was that I desired in sex, it had become this big thing. And so now sexual immorality isn't something I struggle with as much. and I'm able to maintain. So I taught myself different ways to go, you know, seek what it is that I'm seeking in that moment. I decided to seek it from other places.
Yeah.
And not like turn into drugs, turn into liquor, turn into partying, turn into nothing. I decided to ask God to intervene and help me find and establish healthier ways to reach that point of homeostasis. Is that the word I'm looking for? Basically that maintaining, that sense of balance, that sense of maintaining, and that sense of like, just maintaining. And it became apparent to me that like, I can do it. And I can do all things through Christ.
You've been doing it.
I have. And it has not been easy because it went from me having sex, y'all. I used to call myself a nympho.
I used to call myself that too. And we were coming into agreement with that when we said that's so crazy.
I was speaking it with my tongue and agreeing. Like, I literally love having sex. Like, I
did. Pleasure P came out with that song and I was like, oh my gosh, she made this song for me.
Come on now.
And that was my song. And I don't want to say the P word, but the fairy song from Janae Aiko.
And that's a thing too. Music, y'all.
That's what you said earlier, protecting your eye and ear.
Yes.
I had to delete all my music. When I decided to abstain, I deleted all my sex music. All the music that gave me those feels, gone. Okay, they're not gone. I'm not going to lie. They're not gone. They're in a folder, and I was like, this is reserved for later.
I'm finna say that. I was going to say, I ain't delete them.
But I don't listen to them no more. And another thing I do, if I'm watching something and there's a sex thing, I fast forward.
I'm I'd be in the screen like, wow.
This is what I'm missing. So I'm learning.
I do. I be in it. And like, it was a scene and what was that? Sinners.
So I can't fast forward that.
Well,
I was like,
my homeboy was like, he shielded. And baby, I'm like, I'm trying to see, because if I can't, I need to live through somebody. Somebody leave me here with something. And my mindset with that is starting to change too. Cause that's like, I can be humorous and I find myself coping better when I am humorous about things versus when I'm like,
that's my coping mechanism.
Yeah. When I'm just hard on like, no, this is serious. Like, yes, it is serious, but I got to laugh my way through it, because if not, I will lose my mind. Cause it's something that I've been doing for the past 27, past 10 years. Like, it's something I've been doing actively for the past 10 years.
I ain't never counted how long I've been having.
I have. And, like, is, because the last time, Jenny, I think at 17, maybe? 17?
14 years for me.
Yeah, and it's something that, like, once you realize, like, this is something I've been holding on to and doing, this is almost like a habit for me. This is, like, and habits, I saw this thing, two things. The road to heaven feels like hell, and the road to hell feels like heaven. Mm-hmm. And it was another saying that I saw that was like, sin feels like freedom until you try to break away from it.
Yes, that's good. That is so true.
That wrung me.
And I experienced that in many facets of sin, not just that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yes, for sure. And like, when I really realized, until I try to like, it's fun and I'm free roaming until I try to flee from it. Mm-hmm. And then it's chasing me, or like it's shackling me because I've been here so long. Mm-hmm. I've grown a relationship with sin. Me and sin, baby, we co-pilot this thing. We coexist together. Exactly. Because you provide me a pleasure and I do what you want me to do. You know, we fulfill each other. But I realize we're not fulfilling nothing. You're using me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have blinders on that made me feel like everything was working out. And the devil have a way of making you feel like everything is working out. It was not working out, y'all. It was not working out.
And I've been in several situations where I just feel like, oh, this is fun. This is, wow, I am so happy. Yeah. Like, at least I thought I was, but just submerged in the sin. But as soon as I, like you said, as soon as I tried to break away from it, or like I started repenting, or like just praying, like, Lord, get me out of this. I'm just like, why do I feel worse? What is going on?
And most definitely, I felt worse for a while.
Yeah.
Excuse me, if I must say, even sometimes now, because I'm so fresh, like I'm literally a newborn to abstaining.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes I find myself like, is this really what you want to do? But deep down, it's the sense of God would be so disappointed with you. And the knowing that he would be disappointed with me trumps every little feeling I feel about me wanting to go back to that life. Like the orgasm, chef's kiss. Okay.
But I created it.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather get that from my husband though, you know? And when it comes to a man making my body comment to that point, like, it's instantly, post-nut clarity is real.
Now she had to get closer so y'all can hear. It is real. And I, you'd be like, why did I, what am I doing here? What am I doing this for?
Post-nut clarity is real.
It is real.
Because as soon as I came down or I come down, I'd be like, what am I even doing here?
You like that.
You are ugly. Like, you... Well, your house is dirty. Like, was it like this when I walked in?
Not you just seeing the roaches, finally.
Blinders. Blind you. You will start dealing with serious. Stuff that you would never... Yeah. I've been talking to a guy. I've been talking... You. The video I made when I was like, I caked on the phone last night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so he is not in... He's in Hawaii, basically.
Okay.
And, like, we're building this foundation on God, and everything was so... is so great because we haven't been able to have sex. But recently he has been sat down by God and on an assignment to like do some, basically he needs to sit with God. Mm-hmm. And I felt like whereas this was something that we're building on God, I felt like I was getting in the way of his lessons and what God needed to tell him and whatever. Yeah. I was taking up time that I wasn't supposed to be occupying. And I knew that. I felt it on my heart. Shared it with him. We decided to pull back, basically. I know you're here. You know I'm here. Reach out to me, whatever. We can still even text throughout the day, you know, or if you need, you know, whatever. Like, good morning, good night, how's your day? But as far as talking every night on the phone, and we're a 5-hour time difference. So it became like this thing where I'm staying up 3:00 in the morning to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, I need my sleep.
And I did, but something about when you feel like you love or you have this thing.
It's like an infuse
you. Yes, it fuels you too. So I'm like, oh, I'm good with sleep. Like, here, call me. I'm dead asleep. You sleep? I'm up, baby. What's up? How you day been? It got to a point where when we needed to separate and I needed to uninvest, it was not hard for me to do, y'all. I get so attached to people. That's because good. Of abandonment and rejection and stuff like that. I cling on. And like with him, usually if I need to detach from somebody that didn't even have as much of an emotional connection as me and him, man, the old dude, the horse, separate from him.
Yeah. Girl, the same. I remember.
Separate from him felt like somebody was ripping me like apart. Like it felt like somebody, but with this guy, it was just like this thing of like, okay, that's cool. Like clarity. I had so much clarity. I wasn't blinded by how good it felt. I wasn't blinded by, because I feel like once you have sex with a person, the floodgates open and you have no control what's behind those gates.
You can't hide no more. It's like, no. you literally, like that covenant I was talking about, you became one flesh with that person.
Yes, unintentionally.
Without the vows.
Unintentionally. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but sometimes that temporary feeling of like, feeling something is what we chase. Like the feeling of feeling, I just want to feel something, you know? I just want to feel something. Whole time, the only thing, what we're really seeking to feel is God's love for us. But we don't know that because a lot of us weren't raised on that, you know? So like we're chasing this thing endlessly and some people die chasing this desire, or desiring these things and chasing this fleshly feeling and this feeling of sense of meaning, belonging, connection. And that's not what we, you know, it was never in sex. It was never going to be there. It's an illusion. Sex is an illusion.
Exactly.
Well, sexual immorality is an illusion.
Yeah.
But dear husband, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you.
Girl, we could talk about this all night, but I do want to comment on something you did say. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how you worded it, but you kind of said something I was just talking about with my best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but whenever it comes to anything, I have this new mindset because we all, at the end of the day, have to face judgment. Yeah. Me and my friend was talking about smoking weed, and I just told her, I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do anything on this earth that when it comes to my judgment day, God looks at me and asks me, why you do that? I don't want to do anything and then I don't have an answer. Like, if he like, so you knew you wasn't supposed to do that, but you did it anyway. Tell me why.
The body did it. It was the body.
It's not a good excuse, but it's just like, when I put myself in that mind frame, it's just like, I'm a lot more mindful of the things that I do. And I'm just like, is this edifying to myself? Is this edifying to other people? Is this a part of my purpose? Am I representing God by doing this? Like, I try to think about that stuff a lot more because I'm just like, I know I won't have an answer of why was you sleeping around because I felt lonely. You had me. And I wouldn't dare tell God you are not good enough because he is.
Come on now.
You know, well, he is. And it's like, if we know that, why we not acting like it?
And another thing too, I must say, is the same thing that you battle on earth, that the same thing that caused you to sin, it's the same thing that ain't gonna go to judgment day with you. Remember that.
That is true.
Flesh won't make it to judgment day. Spirit will make it to judgment
you
day.
And your
spirit. And you and your soul. Gonna be well past cold and
ground.
And baby, bones, if that, okay? Flesh ain't got an answer on judgment day. Spirit do.
Well, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Okay? What? Baby, flesh be getting you in some mess. It ain't gonna have to answer to.
That's true.
And me thinking like that too, it helps me make those decisions. What you just said, and knowing that there's a, I would rather live as if there is a God and find out that it ain't one, than live as it ain't one and find out that it is.
My mama said that to me when I was younger, and I swear that stuck with me. Even when I wasn't fully acting right,
yeah.
I will always remember that. And I would even tell other people that, like, what? I know. I'm just like, I would ask them, like, how would you feel if you died today and realized God was real?
A deer in headlights.
Exactly. So I'm just like, I would rather waste my life instead of my eternity.
Come on now.
Because I'm just like,
one third more than a clock. Yeah, I don't know what this is. This one's going to be enough for that.
Yes. Alarm clock it, wake it up. I don't know. We're trying to come up with something new.
That's
Baby Shark. Or, no, Baby Shark. That's Mommy. I don't remember. Listen.
Oh, no. It was school when it was like greater than.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Oh.
But no. All seriousness, but no. I like that you said that because that is facts. I'm like, how do you want to spend your life? Like, life is temporary. Eternity is literally eternity. So it's just like, once you leave this earth, whatever you did, you cannot undo it. Like, that's it. That's that, baby.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Okay? And I have lost my childhood best friend actually passed the week before last week, actually.
I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah, it's all right. But it just showed me that, like, life is so short, y'all. My uncle, I've recently been experiencing death since 2023. That was my first encounter with death, head on. It was my uncle.
Yeah.
Next one was my childhood best friend. She was 26. You don't get to choose your day and your time. You have to live your life as if every day is your last day. And I don't mean YOLO. I don't mean that, okay? I don't mean that way.
She said, let me clarify.
Yes, I don't mean live like that. I mean live righteous. Live righteous, live in your truth, and repent.
Righteous just means to be right with God.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And like, even if you feel like your heart posture is wrong, it's like, pray about that. Because the one thing I have come to know is God answers them. A lot of times, we'll pray about things and then don't like what we hear back. So then we just act like God didn't respond. No, he responded. You just didn't like what you heard.
No, that's fact.
So with me, I didn't like what I heard back. I was like, God, I want my husband. Like, I'm ready for a husband. Y'all, I was in the kitchen cooking. I wanted a husband so bad so I can be
a housewife or something.
A slut. I wanted a husband so I can fulfill all my fleshly desires.
Okay, speaking of her, let me go ahead and say this now. Because I want a husband too. But I will tell you, when you get to the point where you realize having a husband ain't about that. I mean, that's a perk.
I've learned.
That's a perk. But when you get to the point where it's just like, it's going to be about whatever God needs us to do to advance his kingdom. And when you get to a point where it's just like, don't ever deny that desire. Because if you want a husband, keep it. But when it becomes less of your focus and God's purpose come to the forefront,
He gonna come.
I've had some readjusted. God has told me in many different ways, including when I had burned that chicken in my house. Little voice, it wasn't even a voice. A thought popped in and said, chicken. You ain't ready. Yes.
You gonna burn that chicken for your husband.
You can't even cook for yourself. How you gonna cook for a man? He be playing on my top, y'all. God is so humorous because he be coming on my neck sometimes. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. And he do. And like, it gets to the point now, like, I've learned, and he's shown me in so many ways that is not why you should be seeking a husband. Mm-hmm. That is not the purpose of a covenant. That is not what this is for. Yeah. That's not so you can have shame-free sex. That is not that. It's so you can fulfill the desires that I set out for you, to bring this life that I set for y'all to bring. You know, just these things. And now it kind of made me not desire a husband less, but I took a step back and was like, instead of praying for God to bless me with my husband, prepare me for my husband, you know, fix my heart posture. So that way, like, even that abstaining was a big part of me preparing myself for my husband. Because what if that man needs to leave for a certain amount of time or, so, you know, something happened, he's military, and now you can't control yourself because you didn't practice this in your alone season.
Exactly.
You know? So
it's, I like that you said that.
Yeah, it's way bigger than just, it's way bigger than what we see. Everything is way bigger than what we see. And so now I know, like, oh, I could go 2 months without sex. I did it, you know? Mm-hmm. And every day that I, inch on to making it another month or another day is a great thing for me. Because it was multiple times a week. But I've gotten to the point now where I'm fulfilled knowing God's promises for me were not earth side.
Yeah.
His promises for me were in eternity. You know, it was spiritual. And the more I learned that, the more I don't feel entitled to people, to situations, to circumstances, to things. And it helps me abstain even more because I'm like, well, that ain't what I promised to you. You know, you entitled right now. That's not promised to you.
God don't owe us nothing. He gave us the greatest gift. And that was it.
Come on now.
That was it. That's all. He gave us his son and that's all he had to do.
Sprinkles.
Everything else is a little razzle dazzle.
And to know that when that man was on that cross, that at any moment God could have blew a breath in seven with legions or something, over 72,000 angels was ready to come down and go to war for Jesus. I don't want no smoke with you, Mr. Man. I don't want no smoke.
Mr. Man.
I don't want no smoke with you, sir. At the point that you can breathe and you ain't even got it, you can raise a finger and they coming straight down. War, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no problems. I actually want to be a warrior. You know what I'm saying? I want to be on your side.
Exactly. I don't blame you, but that is so good. I feel like we touched on so much stuff. I know this is going to bless somebody. Because like she said, she ain't think she can go 2 months. 10 months? I'm at 10 months.
Come on now.
I ain't never.
That is a blessing.
I
pray.
Since I started, ever went this long without some. So y'all, let's get into this root of reflection. Because I cannot. All right. So the root of reflection that I have for y'all today. Where are you most tempted to compromise your standards? And what does choosing God look like in that area today? Let me know in the comments. Y'all can make it a journal prompt, however you want to do that. And then a scripture I want y'all to sit with. It comes from 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it says, God is faithful and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. And another part to that, he always going to give you an out. Because even in that story I told y'all, I had 50 million outs, but I let that man stay in my house.
You did. For 3 days, naked. We ain't forgot. We ain't forgot all this, did we? We ain't forgot. 3 days, naked, turning lights off while she journaling, all right? Told her she wasn't going to leave. He done gave her 50,000 outs. She chose not one.
He'll always give y'all out, y'all.
Don't miss your shit.
Don't miss the out. Do not miss the out. That is so funny. But this was so good, Gaia. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
And talking to us. This was real fruitful. I know it was. I know it's going to bless somebody. It blessed me hearing more of your story. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for being open, transparent, honest, all of the above. I was like, that's what makes it like
authentic.
Exactly.
Sean, I don't know it yet, but I'm going to work my way back to another episode. I'm a certified yapper, okay? I get it from my mama. Mama, if you see this, you know you a yapper. I'm a certified yapper. I'm going to work on another episode. We got to talk. I be wanting to talk, y'all. I love this. Let's talk. I like
it. Well, you going to come in for another episode. You already said it. We're going to figure it out.
I just manifested that, y'all. In there like swimwear, all right?
In there like swimwear. I cannot.
I will see y'all soon.
Yes, y'all. Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Friend, Let's Talk About It. I will see y'all again next week. Until then, stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.